Hey guys, it's me, Alana, from the 4 Kids by Kids podcast. In today's episode, we are finding the best teams in the NBA before we go into the season of basketball. It's starting soon, very soon, back up NBA. So we're trying to make before season predictions on how good they're going to be. But this is overall right now. So for now, we have a tier list, S, A, B, C, and D. I know we haven't done tier list in a long time, so bringing some back. Okay, so let's get right into it. So the Philadelphia 76ers are first. The 76ers are not bad. They have a lot of star players like James Harden, Embiid, MVP. So I feel like they might do really good with that good duo. So I'm going to put them at an A tier. I think Embiid can really do something. Okay, and then the Washington Wizards, I think they're going to go a long way, but I'm not going to put them at the bottom, but not also very high. I'm going to put the Washington Wizards because they have Bradley Beal now. And, wait, do they have Bradley Beal? I know they have... I'm trying to think. Washington Wizards... They have, they just traded for Jordan Poole. So, and they have Kyle Kuzma. Who else do they have? They have a lot of good players. No, they don't have Bradley Beal. They traded, I forgot. But they have really good, solid players. So, I think they're not going to go too far. But with the Jordan Poole, I think they're going to be in C tier. Okay, with Atlanta Hawks. I do not like their logo. Basketball club? What the heck? Okay, that's a little janky. But, okay, the Atlanta Hawks, I'm going to put at a D tier. Honestly, Trey, I don't think he's going to do that well. And then with... Excuse me. I just really... Like, I think that team needs, like, a little more from other players. Like, a little more, like... Team effort, you know. But they have DeJounte Murray. And they have good players. So I'm going to bump them up to a C tier. It's not like they're going to be trash. But I think they're going to be perfect. Okay. Okay. Next, we have the Cleveland Cavaliers. I always say it wrong. I swear. Okay. They have the one. They literally are pretty stacked, and I think they're going to go a long way. They have Donovan Mitchell, there's Garland, Jarrett Allen, Evan Mobley. I think they still have Evan Mobley. But they have a bunch of good players, so I think they're going to do really good this year. I'm going to put them at the B tier, although I don't want to put them too high. Okay, the Detroit Pistons. The Detroit Pistons. See, I don't know. Pistons are very iffy. I'm just like, I can't really make predictions for this Detroit Pistons team. It's not like they don't have good players. I think they might do good, but interesting. All they know is that they have Cade Cunningham. That's amazing. James Wiseman, too. That's really good. And wait, didn't they also draft the Thompson twin, one of them? Asar Thompson. So I think he's gonna go off with the shooting guard. So I think I'm gonna put Detroit at B tier. I have high hopes for them, actually. Okay, the Indiana Pacers with Tyrese Halliburton. So I think they're gonna also go pretty far there. Indian Pacers. This is kind of hard, honestly. Wow, this is kind of iffy, though. Indiana Pacers? Wait, I need to see their starting lineup, because I have no idea. The Indiana Pacers players. Oh, yeah. Tyrese Halliburton, and then Buddy Hield, Miles Turner. And then, yeah, I think that's, like, everybody that's pretty big. Although there's not a lot of team effort there, so I'm going to put them at a C. Although I think they're going to make the play-in. Milwaukee Bucks. Can't believe they got eliminated first round from the playoffs this year. But I'm putting the Milwaukee Bucks at S tier. I really think they're going to go far this one. Although what happened last time. Let's hope that doesn't happen again. Okay, Toronto Raptors. I've seen a lot of good things about the Toronto Raptors. And I'm hoping that that stays like that. So, Toronto Raptors. Wait, actually, the Toronto Raptors, I think. Wait, I'm forgetting somebody from the Toronto Raptors. Toronto Raptors. I'm literally forgetting. Okay, Pascal Siakam, OG Anunoby. But I really think they're gonna do good this year. So Toronto Raptors going in the B tier. No, A tier? Are we giving it A tier? Ah, this is hard. I think I'm gonna give it A tier. I really think their lineup is perfect. Okay, the Mavericks. The Mavericks, I'm gonna have to put it A tier. What happened last time? They didn't make playoffs, which it was kind of disappointing. Don't know if that's gonna be a good mix with Luka and Kyrie, because they're both point guards. Although I think they're still gonna make something of it, so A for Mavericks. Denver Nuggets, S tier. They made it to the finals. They could do it again. Memphis Grizzlies. I don't know how to say it in Memphis. I'll go B tier. I don't know how to explain it, okay? Okay, guys. We'll be right back after one quick mention with a future past Alana. Hey, guys. Sorry about that. About this interruption. We'll be right back to the episode in a few minutes. Hey, it's me, past, future, whatever you want to call me, Alana. I was gonna just say, there's a link down in the description to go check out our Spotify. Right now, our Spotify is kind of where we kind of want to focus on major. So if you guys want to support our podcast, please go listen on Spotify. That would really support our podcast. Thank you so much, and let's get right back to the episode. Hey, we're back. Thank you, past, future, whatever, Alana. Okay, now that we're back, let's keep going. So next, we have the Minnesota Timberwolves. The Minnesota Timberwolves are kind of stacked, but at the same time, kind of struggling at the same time. So, I don't want to say anything yet, but they have Anthony Edwards, Carl Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert. They have a lot of good players. So, I think the Minnesota Timberwolves will go out of B tier. I think they'll do pretty well, but I can't say too much about them yet. Okay, next, we are going to do the San Antonio Spurs with Victor Wembanyama. We've been waiting for this one. Victor Wembanyama, the new star of that probably team. I feel like the San Antonio Spurs didn't have any talent before Victor. Victor Wembanyama coming in clutch. And Victor Wembanyama, I feel like, is gonna do really well with the team structure already. Really needs it. I'm gonna give it an A. I really think Wembanyama can do something. Although he's a first round pick, so. Okay, Utah Jazz. So Utah Jazz right now is not the greatest, but they have Lauren Markkanen. I really don't know how to spell his name. Jordan Clarkson. They don't have, they have a decent lineup. Like, John Collins. See, there's, a few names in there. Utah Jazz, I'm giving them a C. I don't think they can do too much, but I don't think they can do too little. Okay, Clippers. The Clippers, I'm gonna give them an A tier. I really think they can do something this year. Yeah, I hope they win a championship. Okay, Phoenix Suns. They only have Kevin Durant and Devin Booker now because CP3 is now on the Warriors. As a Warriors fan, that is very exciting. Wait until the end to see where I put the Warriors. Totally not going to be a pull-out twist or anything. Okay, so Phoenix Suns. I think the Phoenix Suns are going at A tier for me. Okay, the Portland Trailblazers, I think, is going to be an S tier team. We really need another star player on the Portland Trailblazers because they've got Damian Lillard kind of in his prime right now as we speak. He's doing really well, and I really think he can do a lot. He just needs someone else to back him up. Okay, because he's kind of carrying the team. Okay, Sacramento Kings, De'Aaron Fox. As much as I don't like them because the Warriors had to fight through and still win, but fight through them. And they light the beam, whatever, right? So Sacramento is, and they have a pretty good players. It's not like they have like the two really good ones, De'Aaron Fox, of course, as I just said, Montez Sabonis, and then Keegan Murray. Yep. But De'Aaron Fox, I think, is going to do really well. So I'm going to give them an A tier. Although, I'm not giving anybody D tier yet. Okay, New York Knicks. I think I'm going to give them a B, and I have no explanation. Okay, the New Orleans Pelicans. Okay, I'm going to need some Pelicans up because Zion really needs a trade. Like, I don't know. This is not the right. They have Brandon Ingram, CJ McCollum. I might give them C tier. It's not. I think they can make something of it, but I don't think it's gonna be a lot. Charlotte Hornets. As much as I love LaMelo Ball, I'm putting them at D tier. The first D tier. I just don't have a lot of belief in them because LaMelo really has to trade. It's like not the right fit for him. Okay, the Houston Rockets. I don't know why that sounds like a baseball team every time you say it, but there's not the greatest, although they did draft Amen Thompson, the twin of Asar Thompson. Wait, did they get Dylan Brooks? No, okay, Jalen Green. I'm gonna give Houston Rockets a B tier. I think they might have a chance of doing something looking at their lineup and seeing what happened last year. Okay, next, Miami Heat. Miami Heat's going in the A-plus tier. Although, I don't want to put them in the... I don't want to put them in the S. Although, how good they did last time. Okay, Chicago Bulls. C tier. I don't have known. Okay, speed round. Nets. C tier also. The Thunder. Oklahoma City Thunder. B tier because they have... SGA. Celtics A tier. I really think that's good. Orlando Magic D tier. I'm gonna have to give them D tier. Los Angeles Lakers. Should we do A or should we do S? I really like Austin Reeves. That dude. Los Angeles Lakers, I feel like everyone would be pissed if I don't put them at S. And the last team, Golden State Warriors, guys. Golden State, my favorite. They're getting S+. Although I don't have a lot of hope in them, I really want to see them win another championship. With CP3. That is pretty much... It's funny because... Curry used to play with Kevin Durant, and now it's kind of like they switch places. Now CP3 is on the Warriors and Kevin Durant's on the Suns, so it's pretty cool to see that change. Thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode on the 4Kids Racket Podcast. It was a longer episode. please expect once a week episodes on Thursdays. Yes, we're coming back, and I mean it this time. I know it's been like very hectic, and I've been away from the podcasting, but now it's back. And yeah, thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll see you guys next Thursday. Look at more episodes coming out. Bye. And by the way, there's tier list in the description if you also want to do it.